Francis Leach here, joined by Sean Callanan, the digital sports guru here on Grandstand Breakfast, looking at sport in the digital realm each Saturday morning. G'day, Sean. How are you going?
G'day, Frank. Good, thanks.
Question is, can I get paid to tweet? Or should I get paid to tweet? And are sports stars being paid?
Well, yes, and yes. And it depends. It depends where you are. Because what we saw this week in the UK, that Wayne Rooney and Nike caught the ire of... I guess the people that look after things and said, we don't like the fact that you're running a Twitter campaign and not telling people that it's a Nike, that it's an ad, that's an advert in effect.
So basically, give us a breakdown of what Shrek was doing. He was he was sending out a few tweets, picking up his Nike gear.
No, so the tweet itself in question was, he tweeted, "My resolution is to start the year as a champion, finish as a champion, hashtag make it count." And then the link was gonike.me, make it count. Now, to me, you know, I'm pretty savvy and I understand the space, but that looks like a Nike ad. And if you're a sports fan, you know, most of us would know Shrek or Wayne Rooney, as you know, would know he's a Nike guy. You know, now there's talk that, oh, should he have put a hashtag ad or a dollar figure on it or some way to declare and disclose that it was an ad? And that's where they've fallen foul. But, you know, there's definitely other ways for brands to get around this kind of stuff. But, yeah, I think it's a little bit, you know, overhanded, I think, by the authorities in this case. Because, you know, where does it stop as far as, you know, what athletes in particular. But celebrities are doing it as well. And there's, you know, publicists, there's a whole PR industry that sort of make this sort of thing happen. You know, and in the radio industry, it's always been a thing for the, you know, the cash for comment kind of thing. So it's sort of come into the Twitter sphere and sort of treating as a new medium. There has been some changes in the US around it. But just recently, the ACCC in Australia have said it's all okay, where they had, there was a bit of furore when celebrities, or at least celebrities, I put in inverted commas, Shannon Knoll and I think Matt Moran, the celebrity chef, they tweeted about Kangaroo Island.
That's right. They were saying, what a great place for a holiday.
Yeah, what a great place for a holiday. And they got paid $750.
Well, I think you do. I think, you know what, in terms of the relationship between the person tweeting and the person following, there's an act of betrayal in a sense that if you are being paid to say something and you don't disclose the reason that you're saying that Kangaroo Island is a great place is because someone is stuffing a shirtload of money in your back pocket, then it is an act of deception. And I think that it maybe shouldn't be legislated against. Those people should be called out for what they're doing, which is basically trying to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Exactly, and again, where does it stop? You know, you'll see athletes or celebrities raving about a restaurant. Did that mean that they didn't have to pay that? Did they just do that to not pay their bill? You know, so it does end up in that sort of grey space. But you know, then who manages it when someone just wants to have an unabashed recommendation? I love this place because of this service or their quality or whatever, and it's just my recommendation. So a lot of people do follow, you know, specific people for, you know, their recommendations and their advice on topics and stuff. And athletes are always looked up to.
What do you advise your athletes? Because you do a lot of work with different sports clubs, both here and in the United States.
Well, the idea is, you've got to say, you know, the fans have got to know that that's, you know, that it is a sponsor or it is a, you know, it is a plug. And so if Wayne Rooney had taken a picture of his boots and said, I'm ready for the game, he probably would have got away with it. You know, he would have got away with it because they're his tools of the trade. You know, it is an endorsement. I think where they do can get into a bit of strife is where they just send them to effectively a branded campaign type site without any prompting. Now, I think, you know, in my case, in this Wayne Rooney one, it's got the hashtag, it's got the word Nike in it. I don't think there's any misconception of that's where you're going. I think it's when you do have a short URL, say, oh, check this out, this is awesome, and it sends them to somewhere to buy stuff. That's the kind of stuff where you can get really big backlash. But again, you know, if you use a hashtag and, you know, put in, and I even saw Dane Swan, who's, you know, really dry humour, you know, and he was talking to Sherry Wellingham or something. He goes, well, if you do want a car, you could go down to Freeway Ford or something like that. And he goes, hashtag shameless plug.
You know, well, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, and you know what you're getting.
You know what you're in for.
Exactly. So if you do it along those lines, you know, you're okay. But it is sort of the John Mayer, who was really early adopter on Twitter, was
the singer and guitarist.
The singer and guitarist, and he was chatting with fans, and then he got caught out when he just pretty much did a tweet, loving this Campbell's soup, or it was something along those lines. And it was so off his own voice. It was so obviously written by someone in a PR or an advertising department had handed him a tweet and said, please do this. And he copped it left, right, and centre. And this was really in the early days of Twitter, when there wasn't really means for, you know, in the States, a lot of people put hash ad or hash dollar. So you sort of have the idea. There's even platforms that say, you know, this is a sponsored tweet, and they put sponsored on it.
So the real thing here for clubs, sports people, and for organisations is to make sure that people know what they're watching when they're watching it, and that trust then is maintained. You can be advertising something. Just let people know that that's what your intention is, what your intent is.
Yeah, and that is important, because what you are building is trust with your fans, and
that's what you sell to, in terms of what you ask them to do when you're consulting with football clubs and sports organisations, that it is building a relationship, and relationships are built on trust.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it only takes one or two bad tweets for people to go, oh, no, that's, you know, I can see what you're doing now. And it's, you know, it's not what I want. And it's quite, you know, with the Nike thing, it's quite strange. It doesn't have to be all straight from the player. And we'll talk about it a little bit later. The NBA Social Media Awards happened last week, and the player that won for the most mentions on Twitter isn't actually on Twitter. So
there's an achievement.
So there is an achievement. So Kobe Bryant won the most mentions on Twitter award. Now, why did he win that? Yes, he's, you know, one of the great players, and he's electrifying everything. But Nike actually had a campaign that unlocked certain parts of the Nike website and unlocked deals when Kobe Bryant went into Black Mamba mode. So when he took over a game, he just sort of went into a certain type of mode, and they graded the mentions on Twitter, and when enough people were talking about Kobe Bryant, it unlocked a certain part of the website. So that's how you can do a digital campaign, have a guy in front of it, like he's not on Twitter himself and he didn't have to promote it, but it was crowdfunded, crowdsourced, you know, and it's quite funny that he won most mentions.
We got a podium for this week.
Yeah, so just looking back at the social media awards for the NBA, there was a couple of medals there. The ones we thought most deserving, I thought social breakout award to Jeremy Lin. We've spoken about Lin's sanity and, you know, amazing performance. But then he was using social media before he became big. You know, you can find YouTube clips of him doing spoof videos before he was at New York. So great job there, Jared Dudley from the Phoenix Suns. It was good to see him awarded, because he's effectively his one-man ESPN. But I really think they could have analysed the smaller markets and given some awards for those mid-market teams that are really connecting with fans.
There you go. Excellent stuff. Good on you, Sean. Where can we find you on the Twitterverse and elsewhere?
SportsGeekHQ, or at Sean Callanan, or SportsGeekHQ.com.